friends. Country been down so long, it's a must I win. Hold my place like cast iron, won't break, won't bend. Stuck them racks in an all black Camuto bag. Louis V, Drake, Dover Starch, Bowman Pants. Used to rock them camo.
Yo, what's good, peoples? This is your boy, The Real Reggie. And I am here not only introducing you, but hosting the latest episode of The First Rounders. I'm joined here by my fellow R&R cohort.
What's good?
Mr. King Leon.
What up, Reggie?
How you feeling, dog?
What's good, man? I'm glad to be on back in and seeing that you got the hosting gig tonight. So I'm down to get some good conversation going, man. We're going to talk about some good stuff tonight, right?
Oh, yeah. We got some very, very good stuff to talk about. In particular, you know, this good old free agency, a.k.a. the wild place.
Yeah. Always gonna be fun. Free agency is always fun when it comes to NFL.
Oh yeah. But before we go on though, y'all probably already noticed that our boys B. Willingham and Corporal Rivers isn't here though, but they should be on a little bit later, you know, doing this thing called life. So, you know, they'll definitely join when they can. Hope it won't be too long though, because again, we're not gonna bury the lead. We are not going to keep y'all for what y'all want to hear, man. I said, we about to get to the good stuff of this good free agency right now, man. And I honestly, Ronaldo, since we didn't talk about it the last time, man, y'all be getting this good men's college basketball content from B Corporal Rivers, man. I said, if y'all didn't check out the bracket show, you can definitely do so. It's archived.
No. I was just about to say, man, it was still some good content being going on this week. So it wasn't that we was absent. It was First Rounders was still going and popping, man. So it was some really good episodes Sunday, yesterday. You got some good stuff that was on, man. So definitely shout out to people that was definitely tuning in for the March Madness, because it is March Madness right now too. Because I've been paying attention to some of the games. So it's getting up there now.
Yeah, I got the Oakland Kentucky game on right now in the background, but
okay.
But yeah, y'all, man, we ain't gonna talk too much about March Madness, man. We're gonna leave that a little bit later, man. When I say a little bit later, I mean a whole nother show, and that's what we in the industry call a tease.
Mm.
There we go.
Yeah, Reggie, I like that. You good at it,
sir? Yes, sir, man. So like I said, we ain't burying the lead. We're gonna get right to it. But before we get right to it, man, let's just take the folks back in the time right quick, Ronaldo. Let's take a way back. Way back in the time when the Denver Broncos gave a Super Bowl winning quarterback $250 million guaranteed. Let's go back in that time.
That's a lot of money.
That's very, yes, absolutely.
A lot of money.
When your ownership group is made up of the Waltons, I guess you have it, you know, to give around. And You clearly have to give around, because not even 2 years later, you outright released the man who y'all paid that much to be y'all's next franchise.
I feel like the Walters literally have those. They're the ones, when we talk about you so rich that you can use toilet paper as money. The money is toilet paper. I feel like that's how rich they are. Like, they can really just take a shit and use money for toilet paper. That's how much money they have. They can just give out like that. So.
You know, I just say no bills, man. You know, hey, that C notes. They can use C notes for toilet paper, Ronaldo.
Yeah, that's how filthy rich they are. To, you know what I'm saying, just jump ship on an investment that was like Russell Wilson with $200 something million. Like, you didn't even get that man more than 2 years. Okay. Like, you know, that's how crazy that is. And then, you know, we can also talk about how another certain team got a $240 million guaranteed quarterback that hasn't really played a lick of anything either. So, you know.
Mm. Yes, sir, man. Hey, again, it must be nice to have that type of, you know, just F you money. You know, it's just to be like, hey.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not getting nobody. Like I said, we're not getting anything out of you. Our coach who we hired this past season, he hates you. So, hey, you got to pound them bricks, son.
Yeah. You know, enjoy yourself. You know, I'm pretty sure you know you'll be all right. And he is
absolutely shit, man. Hey, you pointed it out this past week. No matter what, we got to remember, Russ is still winning in real life.
Constantly, man. He's gonna whether you talking about him because he him being a lame, or whether you talk about him for doing whatever he needs to be doing, or you talk about him because you know he has an incredible wife, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know, that's doing his thing right now, Mont Sierra, and you know, look, he can do whatever he wants right now. He's good. He got him a Super Bowl ring too, so you know it's not like he ain't thriving for much right now. Like, he's really just building his legacy at this point.
Yeah, like I said, he's just somebody that we just show to the company, man, and be like, yeah, I've did all I can. I'll just play the string on out from here on out, man. And again, he definitely got on his feet, man, because he signed with again one of the more consistent franchises in the entire league, and him going to the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but it looks like, you know, he chose, yeah, he wanted to go there. I think it was either between the Steelers or the Giants. And if it's between those two, I would absolutely be like, let me play for the Rooneys right quick, man. Like,
the Giants?
I'm not going to, you know, the Meadowlands or what was the Meadowlands, what MetLife, say, whatever. It's called the Meadowlands when we were coming up.
What? The Giants? What? Okay. Again, that's another thing. He's smart too, so it's not like he's not. He wasn't born at night or last night, as they say. But you know, it's like, come on, that's a perfect team for him. And you know, if he can't work out with Coach Tomlin, then you know what I'm saying, that's kind of telling it right there.
Especially got George Pickens at wide receiver.
Come on,
Najee Harris. So yeah, there's definitely some things, man. And again, they definitely have you know, tried to solve their quarterback conundrum since Big Ben Roethlisberger, you know, decided to pound pay a bit. So it's definitely in the short term. And again, very, very smart move for the Steelers too, because they're only paying $1.2 million of this man's salary next year.
I mean, easy money. But I put it to you like this, like, this is the only team I can only think about. It's guaranteed 9 wins. Guarantee 9 wins, because Tomlin's going to guarantee you 9 wins. No other coach that never had anything below 9 wins.
Like this coach, he's had a winning season every single year he's been in the league, and I think this coming up is going to be his 17th year, which is absolutely wild,
crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we're talking about Bill Belichick, and yeah, of course, because the Super Bowl rings count, but this man has a winning season every year, so you guarantee you're going off the bat 9 wins. And I feel like Russell can at least give you at least 3 more wins off of that. So we're at what, 12 now? So 12 gets you, you know what I'm saying, 12 might get you into the playoffs. Get you started.
Yeah, and again, they're definitely going to need it in that division. Yeah, the AFC North is going to be, it's going to be pretty tough it's going to be tough, you know, to come up with wins in that division, though. But yeah, but Russ definitely, Russ helps the cause.
Yeah,
Russ absolutely helps the cause to that. Like I said, again, and we got to remind folks, he got let go mostly in part because Sean Payton hated him, and he wasn't really the problem in Denver, which is the crazy thing.
I don't get the whole. I want to see a book out of this. I want to see a book of this was coming out soon. Like, I want to see what was the
reason
of him going to the Broncos if he didn't want to be part of that mess. And anyway, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why would you want to go to the Broncos then? If you knew that's what you were getting into, and that was so much being tied into it, like, it was going to be a cluster. It was going to be so much stuff going on. Like, why would you even, I guess the money was good, but I don't know. But like, you could have chilled and then boom, the job that I heard he wanted, the Chargers was open. So, you know, like, if you would have chilled, like, you might've been in the running for the Chargers, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, again, like you said, sometimes you don't need to strike him in the eye as hard. Again, he had a nice gig with Fox too.
Yeah, he had
a nice gig on Fox Sports, you know, running his mouth. And yeah, again, you could have done that for 2 years, Sean. Come on now.
You in LA, you love it there from what you said. Like, now you're in, you know, no hate against Denver. You know, now you're in Denver. So it's like, okay, but
it's cold. It's colder.
This is his chance now. He has everything's on him now.
Yep.
It's on him.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he can't be, there's no excuses. He can't be like, well, you know, we don't have a quarterback. Yeah, I did. So it can't be, you know, it can't be like, well, you know, We had, you know, we're rebuilding now. Yeah, Ridley was rebuilding last year. So, you know, it's not – there should be no excuses. And he should be getting all arrows pointed at him if he looks like he's boo-boo the fool this year.
Oh, absolutely. Like you said, and not only is he, you know – not only do you not have a quarterback, you also don't have one of your receivers because he's in Cleveland right now.
Yeah, and he's getting paid good too.
Yes, he is. We're gonna talk about receivers getting bank this year later on.
What it was then wasn't there a whole beef for him and Steve Smith Jr.
Yep.
Senior, and then now he's getting paid $47 million. Like, okay. this is beyond my pay grade type of talk. Like but yeah, you're right. They don't have that. They don't have a receiver like that. So now they're really building up from how he wants it to look. This is going to be Payton. This is going to be Sean Payton's team for
sure real. Is. Absolutely, like you said. Hey, it all falls on him now.
And he's not in no easy division either. He has the champions. He has, you know, what I'm saying, the Chargers, which Harbaugh's ready to, you know, what I'm saying, act stupid again. And you know, the Raiders look like they want to try something too. So it's not like, you know. Good luck, Sean Payton. Good luck. That's all. Really, all. Yeah,
and the crazy thing is, man, and where he's at now, he either needs to swing for the fences on one of the lower tier quarterbacks, or he's gonna have to slap box, you know, Minnesota to try to trade up or something, man. Because again, he has to make something shake, bro. You got rid of your franchise quarterback and one of your young wide receivers you were trying to build this offense around.
Yeah,
you still need to make something shake in this coming draft in this free agency. So yeah,
that's a, like, okay, you got it. Like, if you do something, if you come out of this whole season and you're like in the playoffs, going towards the AFC championship, I'm all the props because you really started from the bottom from what you're doing this season in the division where you're going against Patrick Mahomes twice and Justin Herbert twice and whatever the Raiders are going to be doing twice, like, and then you're gonna hey, look. More power to you, Sean Payton, for real.
Yeah, it's going to be funny, though, man. Very, 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 very interesting happenings up there in the Rocky Mountains this year, for sure. But back to the good old Steel Town, though. Again, like I said, that it's a smart move. Again, a franchise that actually has their shit together. So, like I said, it's definitely going to be interesting to see exactly how. And the fact, you know, I have – shoot, but I have a few people up there, man. I know my big little cousin lives up there, man. So I know he's probably, but well, he's a Browns fan though. So yeah. he don't want to hear nothing about the Steelers though. So he a Browns fan, but yeah, I know there's some people that, you know, still down. And you know, Jesse, Jesse's
brother, you know. Man, he's gonna have an interesting season this year.
But the funny thing is, man, even right after they traded away Russ. Not traded away, but when they signed Russ, it caused such upheaval that their presumptive starter had to get kicked out of the team because of that shit, man. And now he's whining about potentially being a backup to Russell Wilson to only get traded and to be the backup to the guy on the other side of the state of Pennsylvania.
Like, what the world? What kind of information? That. Like, what do you think he's going to do? Being mad, not being a quarterback. I mean, a backup to being a backup anyway. So you're looking weird, man.
What's good, Young Rivers?
What is going on, everybody? Corporal Rivers in the building. You know where I'm at. Let's get it. Keep going. I'm just here to get on in.
Oh, yeah.
Talking man. About Sean Payton and his team. Trash. Lord have mercy. He done messed up all the way.
Yeah. He dug himself a big old hole, my guy.
And it couldn't happen to a better person. It could not happen to a better human being.
Dug a big asshole, dog. And so hey.
That's what happens.
More power to him. And Kenny Pickett's digging himself a hole too for making these comments, looking crazy. Thinking he's gonna, I don't know. You think he's gonna be playing better than Jalen Hurts or something? Like, what is his end game like? What is he trying to do?
There is no end game. Again, the dude got emotional. The dude got a little bit moist when Russell Wilson came in. He called him up. He called him up and said, "Yeah, let's do this thing. Then they want to go bitch to the ownership, talk about some, yeah, why do I bring this guy in?
Yeah,
what? Well, okay?
Bet. No,
you okay? Yeah, Philadelphia. But... Philadelphia. Y'all want this crying bitch?
Yeah, yeah. I need it.
Yo. Yeah.
That's probably how it went down, y'all. Again, no inside sources at all. But that's my speculation of exactly how it went down. Pittsburgh, yeah. The Steelers GM called up the Eagles and said, yo, do you want this crying bitch? Oh, you do?
Right.
Well, I bet.
Jesus Christ.
And then they one-upped it after that. Like, all right, cool, we good. Now we need a quarterback to back up. Listen, who can we get? Okay, let's call it Chicago. And let's get Justin Fields. Okay.
Get
Justin Fields. Let's have him. Oh, okay. Fun. We were smoking cigars when we found out that happened, man.
Yes, we were. That was wild, son. Marcus. Marcus. Rich. Rich broke the news. And like you said, we were in Burn. We were at Burn Lounge.
Rich was the Roge Bomb. And we were like, what? That's crazy.
The crazy thing is, it is good, listeners. We were actually talking about trade conversation for Justin Fields that moment. In that conversation, we were talking about trade compensation. And the funny thing is, we were doing that because, again, let's take it way back again, back at the time. And another thing that really kicked free agency off was when the Patriots traded away their starter, Mac Jones, for a pack of bubble yum and some Arizona tea.
I forgot Matt Jones got traded.
He forgot he got traded. He was just in Jacksonville one day, like, damn, I'm back in my hometown. I'm staying a little bit longer than I thought. I got traded here.
Like, they shipped this shit to Florida. Like, you don't even have to come back up here, bro. We got just
Stay home. go ahead and buy a house and all that other stuff if you don't have one already.
Yeah, we sold the house for you. Don't worry about it. We took care of everything for you.
We probably had an apartment up there in Foxborough.
Yeah.
I would have.
Yeah.
Got them
all. Sure.
Yeah, condo or something. Condo, timeshare. Some shit.
Something like that.
Something you can earn some points on.
That part.
Damn. But yeah, but again, but honestly, those two quarterback moves really is it the Russ move and the Matt Jones move really set off this free agency and let us know that this is about to be a wild place.
This the ultimate goal of all that, like it was a crazy stat that they were showing on the sports, all the sports talking and everything. That draft class, like besides your boy Trevor Lawrence, that draft class was not good. It was, you know what I'm saying? They showed everybody for Trevor Lawrence where they were at now. Like Zach Wilson, I don't even know what's going on with Zach Wilson. He's in limbo. Traded. Justin Fields traded. Mac Jones traded. Like they're all looking crazy. It's all looking crazy. So,
in fact, I said this a couple of shows ago. I was like, "Yo, this 2021 draft class is going to be an interesting one to look back at it in the next year or so." But I didn't expect. Again, ever since then, bro, it went zero to 100 real fast after that, bro. Because, like you said, everybody is not on their same team except for Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson may be – he's only on the Jets because Aaron Rodgers still doesn't want to know what the hell he wants to do.
Nobody wants Zach Wilson. He done got drugs so many times. Like, nobody wants him. And that's the Jets' fault. They did that themselves. They did that twice. They set that man up for failure twice. Like, his confidence level is probably, like, at the all-time low, like, you'd be lucky if you get a draft pick out of them. They might have to just let them go.
Bruh. Yeah, again, just outright release them, trade them for a bag of Takis. One of the two.
Shit,
those are your options.
I think they probably get them lemon lime, them lime Takis. Get some line tacos for that.
Hold on, Treve. If they trade them, they'll get some those lemon lime takis and also throw in a couple of bags of wrap snacks on top of it.
Oof. I'm thinking they're going to get some bag of Tom salt and vinegar chips. That's what they're going to get. And it's going to be already open. It's going to be already open.
Some famous Amos cookies.
Yeah.
Might as well throw in an RC Cola.
That's it. Boom. There you go. You have yourself a deal. Send the paperwork in tonight.
Tonight. We'll get it done. Vegas wedding. We'll get it done. Now.
That's exactly where he's going to. And he's going to go to the XFL. That's what's going to happen. So, there was rumors that we was looking at him, but then we ended up getting Josh Dobbs. So we got the Pastronaut. That's cool. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all know that I'm going to get my two cents on this, man. But I definitely got to ask y'all, gentlemen, though, man. I mean, again, I shit you all not, good listeners and watchers. If you're watching us live on YouTube, if we appreciate you all for joining us. Y'all could be anywhere in the world. Y'all here chopping it up with us, and we definitely appreciate y'all.
Yes, for sure.
Always, man. And of course, if you can't watch us live, you know everything is archived. So again, check us out. We dropped great content. We had a great March Madness show. Tariq put his interview skills, to good use, man. So interviewing once again our boy D-Ref, dropping the knowledge on the ref game as well as March Madness. So again, if y'all haven't checked it out, man,
hell of knowledge, bro. And yeah, y'all check out that episode, man. That thing dropped last night, man. Hey, man, he dropped hella knowledge on that referee game, man. So y'all check it out, man. If y'all even thinking about, you know, putting on the stripes and be out there calling some games, man. Y'all, especially if y'all thinking about basketball, listen to that episode, man. That was truly some. I mean, he gave super knowledge, you know, I ain't never heard of. So while I was doing the interview, I was just, you know, in awe, just listening, man, letting him talk and get all his stuff out there, man. So yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Check it out, y'all.
No doubt, man. So again, I gotta ask y'all, man. We were debating the conversation. We were literally debating the conversation before the Woj bomb dropped. So again, are y'all surprised that Justin Fields was the conversation is a 6th round pick and 4th round depending on playing time. But again, the Steelers came out like 5 minutes after the trade went down and said that Russ was going to be the starting QB. So it's pretty much a 6th round pick. Again, a quarterback who started in the league the past two or three seasons, is now basically, you know, again, 6th round draft pick, just like Mac Jones. And then that's one thing I would definitely say is that, you know, the Bears played themselves doing the waiting game here. Because again, as soon as Mac Jones was traded, it was like, yeah, y'all not going. That's not good for what the Bears are possibly looking for. So, what are y'all thoughts, man? As I sip my drink for the evening.
I think, to be honest with you, we won out of this whole thing because we traded Trey Lance for a 4th round pick to the Cowboys easily. It wasn't even like, here you go, 4th round pick. And I think they picked up his option. I'm like, Trey Lance ain't played, what, 4 games? Four games? Maybe 4 games? And he got a 4th round pick out of that. So, hey, I just feel like, you know, we kind of won ourselves out of that deal. Of all the quarterbacks that got, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, that was, here we go. But for Justin Fields, I could have seen that being the 4th round pick too, but. I don't know what happened. I don't know what it was that, you know, maybe the waiting game is what it was. Been waiting too long, trying to figure out what they want to do with them. And went from there.
Again, I'll go ahead, T.
Are they going to – so did Russell Wilson get traded again? Or he just...
No, that, no, that's what we talked about earlier. No, he got... No, Russell didn't get traded. He got let go. Yeah, he got released. He got released, released.
Ain't even thrown a ball. You haven't even thrown a ball when you gone?
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about with Denver. My bad. No, Russell's still in Pittsburgh. That's the thing. Pittsburgh has both of them. Yeah.
But he just got released from Denver.
Yeah, he got released from Denver. Yep.
And he played good, too. It wasn't like he was bad. He just got released.
I mean, like everybody's
$85 million cap hit. Largest cap hit in NFL history.
Tripping.
And Walter said, fuck it.
Tripping. Yeah, that's rough. I mean, Justin Fields hasn't been good. I mean, he was good for like a couple games, but like a whole season, he hasn't put a whole season together, a whole regular season, I'll say that. So I still need to see some stuff from the young man. I mean, he's good in spurts, but it ain't. Bears did anything last season? Season float in? No. So, yeah, I don't know what. I mean, hopefully he's good. Hopefully he does something good for the Steelers. But they got. I mean, they already said Russell Wilson gonna be starting. So, I guess you gotta wait for that old motherfucker to get hit upside the head to get in the goddamn game. So, yeah.
It's really Russell, like, which makes sense for him to learn from Russell because they got similar speed. Like, they similar in the way they play. So, what better than to learn from Russell Wilson? And then to get some skills in and see where he can go from there. Because, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's clearly.
Spurs some games, you know. So.
Yeah, that's just take the L's how they come.
No, I mean that's that. It's crazy that you definitely gotta. It definitely has to be a humbling experience, you know. Just again, you're drafted 11th overall. Again, you're a top 15 pick, expected to shoulder a franchise. But again, this is exactly why we talked about. You know, it's as much about where you get drafted as much as you know your talent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Justin just went to a place that is just terrible at offense. I still don't trust. You know what? I still don't trust, you know, Matt, what Eberflus is doing in terms of, you know, trying to put together an offense, though. But, again, Justin was, you know, put behind the eight ball. And that was one of the reasons why, again, like I said, we're going to get into it. And I'm saying, man, this is definitely one of the reasons why I wanted, you know, their fields for the Falcons. I thought that Zach Robinson could fix the young man. And I think, you know, again, you're going to have somebody who's cheaper, younger. And you won't have to, you know, again, you're not going to invest anything, you know, on the front side. But if this boy turns out to be what we think he's going to be, then I thought it was going to be the risk worth taking. But like you said, Tariq, it's still a risk because, again, we're just going to be real. Justin has not shown he could be a top 25 quarterback in this league. He's shown potential. But as Wale told us, potential is just another way of saying he ain't done shit.
That's true.
Because for every game he had against the Falcons last season, literally the game afterwards against the Packers, the dude shit the bed. So again, go back to what you said, T. It's about consistency. That's why Tom is known as the GOAT. We can count as many times on our hands we've seen Tom really fuck up. There's numerous times where Tom risen to the occasion.
Yeah,
but again, like I said, if you want to be seen as a starting caliber quarterback, and that's the thing about it though, that's why he meant for a 6th round pick, man. There's something in the wisdom of the markets where nobody wanted to give up. People were talking about, you know, maybe even giving up a 1st rounder for him, and we know him at the first
for
year.
For what?
Of course, that's what Mel Kiper was talking about, man. But Mel Kiper stick to the draft though, man. So.
Yeah.
so Mel was definitely big tripping with that one.
He wasn't even sniffing a honorable mention for an all pro team. Mm-hmm. Like or offensive player of the year or quarter or man, hell nah, I'm not giving no 1st round pick for no Justin Fields.
Ooh.
That's no way.
Yeah. Yeah, folks thought like a second, third was rich. I definitely thought a second was rich. I was thinking third maybe, but anything over that, you get fleeced.
It's a fourth down, man, because the fourth was the bar. Like, it was four, like you getting the third. Yeah. Desperate as hell. And something's going on in that franchise because you're like, what? You know, like you're just doing y'all. Whatever moves y'all making for that is something that we don't even know about. And so, and definitely not a first. Like, I'm not shitting on him on just feel that's the player or whatever.
Absolutely but, not. Again, I think what he, again, like I told y'all, I wanted Fields because of the player, what I thought he could be, not the player that he is.
I mean,
for sure.
Yeah.
And that's exactly why we got Kirko Bangs coming to the Dirty Bird gang right now, because of that exact same reason. B Willigan, what's up, my dude?
The founder.
What it do? This your boy B Willingham, aka Jamal Lewis. You know.
Oh, yeah. Slanging. Jamal Lewis, man. Slanging
that thing.
Playing that thing, man. But yeah, man. But yeah, we might as well make this transition, you guys, man. Because again, another quarterback. Shoot, a quarterback probably cashed out. Other my boy, Kirk Frost, aka So I say, motherfucker slowed up. Kirk and his cousins, as B. Willingham calls the man.
And his cousins.
And Kirk and his cousins decided to bring the fam on down to Georgia. See, he got tired of the Minnesota cold. So he's gonna bring him to the Dirty Birds, man. And again, like I said, I told y'all I want it. I did want Fields though, but again, if y'all paid attention to what's been going on with the Falcons since our dear friend Arthur Smith got let go, it's definitely clear that you know Arthur, Mr. Blank, is on demon time, and he wasn't waiting for anybody. You know that he didn't want to wait for Fields to get developed into, you know, the starter that we think he could be. You know, to go for somebody is even and again, we're gonna talk about this though, but he's gonna go. We know what Kirk Cousins is as a quarterback. Is it gonna be the flashiest? Is it gonna be, you know, the most exciting thing to watch? Not really. Actually, for me, it will be, because again, seeing him throw touchdowns to Kyle Pitts is something that I've been waiting for the past three seasons. So to see that, I will be very excited to see that. But again, but outside of that, though, is he the flashiest? Is this game the best to watch? No. You're absolutely right. Welcome, Brian T. You're absolutely right about that statement, my brother.
Look, I mean,
if there's one thing that I do worry about both Fields and Russ, is this right here. This statement right here is exactly one of the things I probably worry the most about both those young men. Young man coaching Tomlin. Smith is their new OC.
On him as an offensive coordinator.
Oh, gosh.
That's about what I worry about. I worry about both of them. When Brian Tekashi says butt sauce, but he talking about the butt sauce in the pack too, man. Like I said, like not even in the pack, but the fresh butt sauce is exactly how this man be coaching.
Damn.
Jesus Christ. But Kirk Cousins does it again. $45 million annual. Look, 180 for 4 years.
I see.
Yes. Jesus.
I mean, the way I see it, man, and you know, this could be just me just looking kind of, you know, looking my glass view inside, man. Falcons trying to look like that 2016 Falcons, if you ask me. That's what
if not the 2016. No, if not 2016 Falcons, or at least we're on like the Texas type plan. Because I will say one thing about that contract, Tarif, because I was actually when I first saw it, I was like, really now? But because NFL contracts are so, you know, crazy, you know, they have a lot of accountants that do, the capologists do a lot of creative things, you know, to make the money work. Mm-hmm. It's really more like a 3-year deal, because on the third year. Yeah, third year, Kirk's contract goes down to, I think, $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he gets paid. Yeah, he goes down to $10 million annually, you know, on that third year. Yeah. The fourth year is basically, it's almost like a player option. Yeah. So it's basically a 3-year window. And again, hey, Baker got 3 years, 3 years, 100 mil. So yeah, with Baker signed, then yeah, the number one quarterback in free agency was definitely cashed out. And that's what free agency is, though, man. And again, there's risk too, because we know he's 36 years old. He's coming off of an Achilles injury. And that's the initial reason why I didn't want Kirk, because again, the price of an older quarterback coming off of such a major injury was one of the reasons why I wasn't too high on him. But at the same time, again, we know what Kirk is. Yeah. Kirk was arguably playing his best ball before he got hurt last year.
He was looking good. Mm-hmm. How old is Kirk again? 36.
Yep.
36 out there in the thing.
36. And again, like you said, this is, again, Arthur, Mr. Blank, is definitely trying to make something shake out here, man. And you know, some of the moves that they've made is also, you know, just to show that they've done it, man. Again, getting Darnell Moody, getting Rory McLeod, Rondale Moore, who he actually traded Desmond Ridder for, which is a straight up trade of Desmond Ridder for Rondale Moore, which is still wild to me.
Yeah, so
are you happy to see him gone?
Man, look, I would have packed that man's bags if somebody from the Falcons organization would have called me and said, look, you want to make some extra money? Pack this man Desmond Ridder up. All right, Captain.
I'll be right there. See you in a couple of minutes.
I would fly next to that motherfucking man if I had to, bro. You better believe it, T. You better believe.
Remember when we was trying to get that man to go to FAMU? We had the hashtag.
Oh man.
What a shine. What a
good
shine.
Good times though, man. So,
but that's,
so
that's on the 150th episode, y'all. Get ready. Ready. But anyway, man, I mean, y'all got young Kirk. But the thing that hurt me was good old Calvin Ridley. God.
Yeah, you're about to talk. Yeah, I said, I guess we need to talk about that man's shoe, bro. God, that was a risk on y'all's part.
I mean, just one season? Like, bruh. Yeah.
Hey, come on, Rich, man. I know that. Say, hey, man, I know y'all got Jacoby right now as quarterback, man. Come on, dogs. Y'all had y'all's time in the sun, hey, bro.
It was rumors shaking that y'all wanted Brandon Ayuk.
Hey, man. And we need somebody to replace him. They got freaking Mac Jones. That motherfucker going to be riding the pine. But, bro, I wish we could have given really another season, man. That's all I'm saying, man.
I wish I could have, too. I wanted that second-round pick, Pete.
Hey, look.
But Tennessee?
And it was the fact that he mentioned the Titans, too?
Bro, we got Naya. Naya got to guard him for real. This ain't practice. This is going to be two times in the regular season that you got to guard him for real.
Who's throwing it to him, though? Will Levis?
Yeah, pretty much. Last time I checked.
You worried about me playing no more like that. That might be his last ride.
That's crazy, man. That don't hurt me. That don't hurt me right there. Real.
Yeah.
I don't care about Mac Jones. He gonna be on the sideline.
Who?
Calvin Ridley. Man.
But y'all picked up a really good defensive end. I picked up a really good defensive end.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, Eric. Yeah, you will know Ronaldo.
Really good.
You will know about that dude.
That's all.
Go with Josh Allen. You still got Josh Allen, right?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they signed Josh Allen this year.
Yeah. So that defensive line. Be hell, I ain't gonna lie.
Honestly, I'm not gonna even lie, man. I know we're gonna talk about about the teams we thought did the best. The best a little bit later, though. But again, losing really definitely hurt T. But outside of that, man, y'all did make some moves in free agency, though. Like, y'all trying to Y'all trying to make something shake out here.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. We definitely want to make something shake, man. But, whoo, we'll see how it all comes together, you know, during the regular season, man. But, golly, when yeah, it really yeah, was going, really. I was like, bruh, you send the motherfucker to another goddamn. Send him to the NFC, man. Goddamn, I don't want to see the motherfucker again. Jesus Christ.
Would you would have been happy?
Send him somewhere else.
Would you would have been happy if y'all would have got Brandon Ayuk?
Oh, I would have been happy for that. Shoot.
Yeah, I would have been.
I would have been happy for sure because I need somebody to replace him. Because I was like, he was like number one. He was the uno receiver for the Jags.
Especially after Kirk went down.
And he was. I mean, Trevor was throwing some nice ass passes to Ridley for touchdowns, bro. I mean, like. Pinpoint, you can't put it nowhere else.
Yeah.
You can't put it nowhere else.
Early games, he was eating.
But, man, that young was, I was like, dang, bro. Lost another one. But, hey, we still got some time. Hopefully we can get somebody else, man, see how good we're doing a draft. But we definitely need a number one receiver for Trevor to throw it to, man, for sure.
Probably going in and get it in the draft.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
It's loaded wide receiver class, so
a lot of them.
I definitely think that we're gonna do the same thing too.
Yeah, man. We need another one, man. Just come in and start eating, man. Come in and start eating.
Yeah.
But sure, I'll tell you all about eating though, man. Again, just the transition. We'll get back to the wide receivers though, man. But you know who's eating? Well, who's eating again? The running backs. Running backs eating again this year, man. I said, shoot, man. DeAndre Swift went to the Bears. They have Saquon going to the Eagles.
Saquon to the Eagles was funny. It was interesting. That was an interesting little jump right there. Saquon,
you're dead to me.
Like, damn, Giant. Damn, Daniel, because he don't have no running back no more. So.
Nope. Don't forget, Eckler also went to the Commanders.
Yeah. Eckler went to. Mm-mm. You know, King Henry is with the Baltimore Ravens. I feel like he belongs there. And that's.
Again, the Ravens, I think, have been looking at him, you know, since last season, man. So that one, I think, was bound to happen, man. Once Tennessee, you know. Once Tennessee let it know, man, that you know they were open for business for him. Yeah, that one was bound. And like you said, there was no more a Ravens running back out there than Derrick Henry. I definitely agree with you out there, Ronaldo.
I can only imagine how that offense is gonna look now that you have to focus on Derrick Henry. Bruh. And you can just roll out of a play action and you have action in it instead. So I'm like, all right, this is almost an unbeatable team.
When I saw Henry to the Ravens, I was like,
with the rain in God. Like, you know what I'm saying? It can't get no better. And, you know, they already got, like, you know, they got like a stacked roster. They got Mark Andrews. They got, what wide receiver?
Zay Flowers.
Flowers. Like, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And now you got just the Derrick Henry who's going to. He is the human juggernaut. If it is a comparison, he is the juggernaut.
He's the juggernaut, bitch.
He runs and he is the juggernaut. That's when you see him running, you see the juggernaut on the movies and the cartoons. That's Derrick Henry.
That's him. That's Derrick Henry. Yep. Running over folks.
Now, you know what I'm saying? You got him to worry about, and then you know what I'm saying? Now you got okay. That to me was part of
it. Who you gonna cover if they do the option read? Who you gonna take?
You can't do nothing. Again,
what you're gonna do is pray to the Messiah that they either won't get run over or you won't get your ankles destroyed by the other guy.
Either or, pick your poison. That's all you want. You want to get run the fuck over, or you want your ankles broke. Whichever one you want, just take it.
So the backs are eating. And don't forget, Joe Mixon to the Texans.
Oh, yeah. Joe Mixon is in. That's going to be nice. Yeah, that's gonna be really nice because he runs that offense really nice too. And then you're gonna have him with CJ in second year.
That's exactly what I was saying, man. You know, Jags had to make some moves, man, because the Texans, boy, man. The Texans said, hey, they like this winning shit. We're gonna keep doing it.
Yeah, yeah. What Green Bay swapped with they Aaron Jones left, and then who went to Green Bay? Josh Jacobs.
Yep, Josh Jacobs. Let me show you there.
Aaron
Jones went to Minnesota.
Okay, yeah. So they kind of went to the division zone. Okay.
Yep, running backs eating the receivers. Shit. Like I said, Keenan Allen say he wasn't taking no pay cuts. Nobody.
Harbaugh said have nobody on that. Herbert literally has nobody to as an offense now. It's just him. He has no offense now. All his offense is gone. Eckler's gone. Mike Will's gone. Whatchamacallit, the other person's gone. The other wide receiver. They're all gone now. They all like it's, you know what I'm saying?
Well, then they just got Quentin Johnston, the rookie that they got in last year's draft. Right? He's the last of the Mohicans there. What it looks like.
Harbaugh is like, all right, all we doing this year is running the ball. You're not going to be throwing shit. You're going to be running the ball.
Unless they get Malik Nabers or Rome Odunze, that's the only other thing I can see, bro.
Which they could. Uh-uh. Oh, but then, you know, this is Greg Roman. Is it Greg Roman over there now?
Yep, Greg Roman is the OC. Yes, he is.
Look, I know how this offense is going to look. I know how this is going to look. It's going to be a run first offense, and there's going to be some tight ends all over the place. And yeah, that's all. I guess just Hub's going to be his number's going to go down. I can see that. Number's going to go down. It's not going to be, well, you know, if it's Ray Roman, it's not going to be no throw happy thing. It's going to be getting the ball to the run, and that's it. Yeah. He's going to focus on that defense, which is what he did. Like, he kept all the defense. Like, nobody in the defense left. He's going to, you know what I'm saying, he's going to keep that defense legit and back up and going. And he's just going to build the offense the way he wants to because he got rid of everybody on the offense. He's like, everybody, y'all can go. I don't even need you. Unless your name is Herbert. Everybody else can leave.
So. See exit side door, my boy.
Yeah, everybody except for Justin Herbert can go. Goodbye. You are expedited.
Perfect. But yeah, I will say one thing, man. Like, so we'll definitely let everybody know, man. We're not going to break everything down position by position, man. Because, yeah, that's the level of the bitches, man. We ain't got time for all that. So I'm just going to get right to it and just ask y'all straight up, what has been y'all's biggest surprise in terms of free agency moves so far? And again, we're just going to remind our listeners, this is just the first part of free agency. This is like the first wave. I think there might be another wave, or at least – a few more moves before the draft. We still got the draft in about a month. So we can still probably expect some more moves. But now there are probably going to be some trades, more trades going on now than you know, a big free agency push and rush, though. But for right now, what do you think is y'all's biggest surprise in terms of moves? Not teams necessarily, though, man. Or at least not the teams that we think has done good, has done the best. But what is y'all's most surprising move so far?
I definitely say for us lose the Armstead. Like I wasn't expecting us to cut Armstead. Like I didn't know, like, oh, we're gonna let him go. Like, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, why? what we doing? Who? What? We let him go. And because he wanted more money. So, you know, of course, that it is what it is. So we're saying good night. You can have, you know, have fun, go to free agency. And he went to y'all, Andre. But that was to me was the
yeah, yeah, yeah.
What? Aaron Gone's there. Like, gone? What? Okay.
Yeah, I still say good old Mr. Ridley, Mr. Zero, leaving us, man. That'd be my biggest surprise. And then next will be Derrick Henry going to the good old Ravens. But yeah, man, that Calvin Ridley hurt for sure.
I can understand. And Kirk Cousins going to the Falcons, I wasn't thinking about it. You know, I thought it was just gonna be hearsay, funny. Oh, he got his family's coming to Atlanta. Oh, isn't that nice? And then next thing you know, he done signed a $180 million deal. Like, whoa. we ratcheted this whole lot now. This is faster than we're supposed to have it now.
Like I said, that escalated quickly. Shout out to Ron Burgundy.
Yes, that is. Mm-hmm. Next thing I know, the man has chains on. He's in Arthur Blank's house with kids and signing contracts. I'm like, oh, here we are. We in Kirk Cousins era now. Okay,
Kirk Cousins. Exactly. We in the Kirk Cousins era. And like you said, man, it just didn't seem like a move that. Again, we hear and we know all the lip service, man. We were like, man, like I said, are they really serious? Like I said, are they really serious about this? And again, I will give a shout out to B on this part, because B said earlier this year that he thought Kirk Cousins was probably going to be the best fit for the Falcons, though. So again, B was one of the like first ones that y'all heard, you know, say that. So we definitely going to give. You're definitely gonna give the light skinned brother his props.
I was just talking, bro. I ain't really think that shit was gonna happen.
Nobody thought shit was gonna happen, man. Because again, we haven't seen a move like this. We haven't seen the Falcons do something like this in free agency since they signed damn Tony Gonzalez to fucking free agency. You know, all the way back in 11 or so. So. I again, you can say that. You just don't, you know, make at least a big money for agent moves like that. But again, like I said, they clearly are looking to maximize the window. And again, just tired of waiting. We're going to get the quarterback who's the number one free agent, you know, coming into this, you know, period. And hey, like I said, let's get it. I'd rather roll with, you know, send him to Kirk, risk and all, you know, for these next 2 to 3 years, than you know, possibly. Trading away draft capital to get a talented rookie, but still have to wait, you know, for them to develop. Because again, what CJ Stroud did last year is an anomaly. As good as Caleb Williams may be, or any of these other, you know, any of these other quarterbacks, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, the chances of them doing what we saw from CJ Stroud is not sustainable. We can't expect that every year, because, like you said, a lot of people thought the 2021 draft class was going to be the class that's going to change everything in this league. But as I said, we thought we were going to get our next Tom Brady and Peyton Manning out of that class, and it's like only one of them may work out, and even he, there's still some questions around. So,
that's really what it was, man. And then the year after, that draft class wasn't done either. Like, well, you know,
yeah, 2022 might have been the worst draft class ever. All of those mofos, except for Malik Willis and Bailey Zappi, on different teams now. Bailey Zappi, yeah.
With the exception of the last pick of the draft, for sure. But, that's it. Like I said, that's how bad, that's how crazy that quarterback class was. Like, the best one of them, best quarterback out of that class wasn't what people thought it was. So, you know what I'm saying? It's funny how this the quarterback thing's going to work. So, this year, we don't know what's going to happen either. It's going to be weird. So, look at that break.
Mm-hmm. And again, y'all know, man. I said, hey, we keep it up with everything. Y'all already know March Madness is going on. So again, if y'all multitasking, you said that the Kentucky Oakland game is definitely going on. Kentucky fans look like they're about to have a conniption in the stands.
Right. They probably got to get rid of Calipari for real. Wow, woo! I did not see this.
That's crazy, right? Who says that?
Man, that's wild.
It is wild for real. That's I've been like back and forth looking at these games right now. But yeah, but y'all boys, y'all doing y'all staying right now too. So
hey man, we trying to, my brother. We trying to, man. But yeah, that's
that works. Yeah. In between times, you're gonna have that whole ride that is March Madness, so you never know what's going to happen.
This is exactly why. Again, I don't know if De Niro is with us now, man. But again, this is what Dane was talking about, man. Even if you're not a huge college basketball fan, the first round there really is, and even somebody like me who hasn't been keeping up with college basketball like the past decade or so, I still know that the first round of the men's tournament still ain't nothing like it.
That will be. It's always gonna be something different.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna find out what these upsets gonna be. And then
Oakland, the boy said they're from Oakland, man. We're getting it in.
I'm gonna just leave it right here. I was wrong about McNeese State. Thinking that worked.
McNeese, bro. I didn't realize Wade from LSU coach McNeese.
Yeah, he did. Yep.
He's a good coach.
He's a good coach. He just can't get sure. Keep his hands out the cookie jar, but you know.
That's it. Hey, everybody doing it now. Hey, with NIL, everybody doing it now. So he good.
Yep.
So he good, man. But yeah, McNeese. Again, McNeese is like, yeah, I'm sorry. I wasn't too familiar with your game.
Yeah, that is true. So yeah. Well, Joe, I bet you Joe Dumars knew.
Joe Dumars. I'll be trying to watch tomorrow. Watch my Gators go up against Colorado at 3:30. Yeah, buddy.
Oh yeah, show, pretty good. Show. I like that. Yeah, that's your Florida.
I wish I would have known they was gonna be in Nashville. I would have tried to go down there and catch it, man.
They're playing in Nashville too.
Yep, and
they were in Nashville last weekend for the SEC.
Oh, yeah, for the SEC tournament. They sure were.
Yeah,
yep,
man.
They sure were.
They was right in Nashville, man. I was like, oh man. And but then, I watched the game. Went out to a sports bar and watched the game and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely saw it. Yeah. You definitely put that on Instagram, man.
Yeah, and man. I know UNC was playing in Charlotte today. That could have been a good
They won.
Yeah.
Oh, UNC put belt to ass.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they go ahead and put a Wagner. Wagner going back to class now.
They're going back now.
You think they got them flying Frontier?
Hey, bro, they got everything.
They headed back with Spirit for real.
Whichever the airlines got booming right now, that's what you don't want to mess
with. Hey, if they go on Frontier, I heard Frontier is doing some deals, and then it's Frontier. It's another company that's starting out in Knoxville. They got some deals going too, man. Hopefully they get a $40 deal or something to get back home.
Right.
Got to go back home, though. Can't stay here.
Man, I can't trust $1 now, man, because I'm thinking the planes are going to fall apart in the sky now.
These
planes are falling apart, literally, in the sky. So, you know, let me take my regular Delta and whatever.
Yeah, Delta, Southwest.
Everything else, like, you know, is on literally.
Southwest and United. Everything else.
Maybe JetBlue. America.
That's if I want to go to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico.
But my bad for going off a subject.
Yeah, I was just about to say, man. Shoot, man. Yeah. But back on though, but yeah, y'all. We definitely keep an eye on this Oakland Kentucky game. But it looks like it's definitely about to go down.
They got 4 seconds left.
Yeah, and it's not enough time.
Nah, but back to the topic at hand though, man. But I tell y'all a move that I didn't expect, man. I didn't think Patrick Queen would go to the Steelers again. Somebody within the division, man, and a linebacker who I thought was pretty good, and he's joining again an already pretty good defense. So
he wasn't just pretty good; he was damn good. He was Patrick Queen was like right up there, like he was in the top. Like you had. Fred Warner and Patrick.
Fred Warner, the linebackers y'all got, probably him,
That was the bar, you know what I'm saying? So it was like those two. And then so now him joining up on that defense that's already good, that has T.J. Watt, Fitzpatrick, and I can't think of that cornerback that's really good right now, but that defense has always been that one that's been the shit. So, hey, look, still said they got something to say. They got something to say, and they got something to say this year. Like Steelers, that was an interesting one too when you said that, and also seeing the Cowboys getting Eric Kendricks, it wasn't surprising, but I could see that. Cool beans, and having the Saints get a fully guaranteed Chase Young, $14 million, fully guaranteed, all $14 million all paid for 1 year for Chase Young.
Okay.
He played, I guess.
Yeah, again, this is, yeah, it's definitely one of those prove it deals, man. Yeah, he, again, somebody who's still in the prime of his career, but only has 14 and a half sacks to his name. Yeah, that's, yeah, like again, he need to make something shake, or his, yeah, his time might be not long for you know.
I had to see it to believe it. The rumors from Washington.
Yeah, you told me. You told us. You told us, Ronaldo. You told us this.
And his whole motivation factor is not there. He had to get a telling. So, like, okay. But, hey, fully $14 million. So, he's good. Let's see how that works. But if it is, you know, he plays with the potential, that was a good pickup for him. And Cam Jordan, it's going to be nasty.
Yeah, like you said, we shall see. We shall see, because it looks like that might be the only thing that the Saints have done so far this offseason, besides letting Michael Thomas go, which I completely forgot Michael Thomas was even still in the damn league, to tell y'all the truth.
Sad, because he was right. He was about to be that. He was about to be that person.
He was about to be the wide receiver in the league.
He was being talked about, like, oh, that's him.
Yeah. He's definitely being talked about, man. But before we get into them, man, but who do y'all think has done the best so far, though? Again, y'all, this isn't us proclaiming the next Super Bowl champions right here. We're just telling y'all, and again, we still got the draft, and we still got other moves that could be made as well. But again, for the time being, who do y'all think are probably who we should dub the kings of free agency so far?
I would probably say the Steelers did their thing right now. Like if it all shakes off and the dust settled in for them to pick up Patrick Queen and Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, they had a really good free agency. Like, just off of that alone.
You know what I'm gonna say? I'm gonna say the Falcons, because Falcons got what they needed. They needed a quarterback. So, you know, they needed a quarterback, word. Really. I mean, it's word. Hopefully should help Kyle Pitts, and it's definitely helped Drake. I'm about to say Drake May, but Drake London. And we got on Bijan Robinson. So yeah. I mean, even though he's getting up there with age, but I mean, that's still, they got a quarterback, but and we probably wouldn't know how Fields would be in a ways. He might not. He probably again, wouldn't have did anything. So.
Yeah, like we said, B, there was risk in both of them. But again, Fields has not shown he could be a top quality starter quarterback yet. Right. At least not consistently.
Right. That's true.
We at least know Kirk can. And again, Kirk's playing in the same system that he did in Minnesota. So again, we know who he is, and this is going back to when he played for, you know, the now called Commanders.
You like that?
Watch the football team. You like that.
let's be super real with it. The winner is Kirk Cousins' agent. Kirk Cousins' agent, hands down. Whatever that man does, he gets money. Kirk Cousins' agent gets money.
I get money. Money, I
got. Man just makes money for you, and then for you to have a torn Achilles.
Oh, that's it.
Still get $100 million contract. To still get $100 million contract. That's incredible. Incredible. You can't, you know what I'm saying? Offer those franchise tagging. He was. Like, that man made like almost $400 million, but only one playoff game. Interesting.
Well, interesting.
Yeah, like I said, hey man, that's a quarterback market for you. Again, Baker Mayfield just got $100 million.
Look,
this is the only time, and this is the only good consistent year he's had.
Look. Quarterbacks are still making, man.
Quarterbacks are breaking, bro.
We got one more year before we have to give Brock Purdy $100 million. signing.
I was about to say sign a bonus. There we go. Sign a bonus.
That the thing. Yeah. Gonna be interesting for real.
It's gonna be okay. Like we have one more year while this man is on eating bread and cheese at his house. So
with a roommate. With a roommate.
And a wife. So I'm like, something about to pop off now. So we got to figure this out. That's why we got rid of Eric. Got to start getting out this money. So that window is kind of closing. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
I will say though, man, while it may be easy for me to agree with B on the Falcons' point, I'm actually going to go to our AFC counterparts and actually go with the Houston Texans over there, man. Again, now. I've loved what they did so far, man. They snuck Danielle Hunter right from out of us, which I really hate, man. That's like, damn. If we would have got Danielle Hunter, I would have said, yeah, the Falcons by a long shot. Because again, we get the quarterback, we get a second receiver, and you get the edge rusher you need. Absolutely, but the Texans unfortunately, you know, is a way to land him. And again, that's again somebody else who probably had his best season last year. Like I said, again, he's going to make – yeah, Danielle Hunter is still got game, and I think he's – that was a real big move for them. And, of course, they got Justin Mixon to go along, you know, especially after Devin Singletary left. So they got Joe Mixon, where they can actually still be a pretty good back for them. And I said, man, I would say that the Jaguars might actually be the second, you know, probably, you know, biggest winner so far, because again, they got Armstead, they re-signed Josh Allen. That was somebody who I thought we could have possibly went after too, but y'all weren't about to let that man walk. If y'all did, I definitely would have questioned Trent Baalke. I'd be like, y'all need to get Trent Baalke.
Calvin Ridley, really, and Allen, bro, they would have rioted in Jacksonville, bro. The bank would have been burnt down. For sure. And that practice facility they built right beside it, well, I would have been burnt down too. And doggone the Daly's would have been
Daly's place.
All of it would have been
not Daly, man. Not Daly's place.
Home of AEW.
Back when AEW was cooking.
If find another home, you better find another home or something. Because that would have all been burnt down if they would have let Ridley and Allen go. No, sir. No, sir. Tragic. That would have been, oh, man.
Look at that. That bullet, real. Yeah, made it work.
Y'all did.
One. I just let it go. Yeah, oh, that worked itself out.
But, yeah, we'll see. We'll see about them Jags, man. But, yeah, man, that's what I got, man. Not the Jags, but who I said earlier, man. I think those teams did wonders for their squad. Just gonna see how it all works out, man.
I mean, Kansas City low key made some moves too. Patrick reworked his contract again.
Ah, yes.
So you know,
did they sign Snead to a long term contract, or did they just tag him?
I think they tagged him. Maybe I'm not.
Yeah, they still work anything out. Okay.
I know they extended Jones.
Yeah, this year they extended Jones. I think they re-signed Derek Nnadi. And they also bringing in Marquise Brown from the Cardinals, I believe.
They possibly looking at Marquise Brown. They probably gonna, you know how they're gonna work. They're gonna find some wide receiver out there. They like, you know, they want to come in and join them. They might find some in the draft. So, you know. They, you know, they're still there.
Mm-hmm.
They're still there.
For sure.
Yeah. So my next question is, what teams y'all looking at? What the hell are y'all doing out here?
The teams are what the hell they doing?
Chargers. Chargers for sure. Chargers for sure. And Dallas.
Sure. Yeah, because Dallas wasn't making – Dallas was, but the funny thing is, Dallas really don't make moves in free agency either.
You know why? Because they got to pay that man that. That got a baby too. Yeah, they about to pay that man a whole lot of money. They got to get rid of that. Because they let go of some people. And I think Vander Esch, he retired.
Yeah, Vander Esch retired. He said his body can't take it. He couldn't take it no more.
I mean, he could tell because the way he was playing, like, he was on some of that. He was on that Luke Kuechly stuff.
Easy,
leave out the game.
That's actually really, that's a very good comparison, Ronaldo.
He was doing that real for real. I still think Carolina is in hell right now. So,
Carolina's in hell. So is
New England.
I can see New England trying something. I feel like I think New England picked up on Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett 1 year. So again, that tells you, New England's definitely going to draft one of the quarterbacks.
I'm interested.
New England draft one of the New England ain't trading out of that spot, even though again, what Minnesota did getting the Texas 23rd pick was very interesting. They're clearly trying to move up in the draft, but again, they're not. And it seems like the conversation ends and begins with Arizona. But like I said, neither the Bears, Commanders, or Patriots move from the top three spots.
So again,
what do you do? So are you really going to trade up to four to reach for JJ McCarthy? Is that really what we're about to do, Minnesota?
They might wait because they got Sam Darnold.
That's what I'm saying, man. I said, what do you trade to?
They got Sam Darnold.
So I said, do they trade with us and trade down and get more, and we trade down with them to get more picks? I don't know.
Sounds interesting. It's gonna be funny what they're gonna be doing the maneuver to get what they need to get, and I'm pretty sure they might. One of those teams gonna move up. They're gonna jump somebody to get the other quarterbacks need who love the run. Whether it's JJ McCarthy or because the given is gonna be what? It's gonna be Caleb Williams one. Who's gonna be number two? Penix or
I think Daniel's gonna end up being the number two overall pick. And then Drake May going to New England.
And then you have McCarthy, Penix, Love.
And then again, it's between Penix, McCarthy, and again, maybe Bo Nix, maybe Spencer Rattler. Shout out to Darrow. outside of those three quarterbacks, like I said, again, we're going to have a draft show. We'll definitely talk more about this, it's going, like I said, this is the draft. We'll leave the draft alone, though, man. Like I said, man, again, the team I'm questioning, again, we already gave questions about what the Broncos are doing. Again, I don't know what are the Saints doing, too? But like I said, man, they're giving the prove-it deal to Chase Young. Like you said, if it works, it'll hit big. But like you said, Chase Young still has only 14 and a half sacks to his name.
And you literally have to go to that man's house with his mama and pep talk him for a good game. Because if you don't say nothing to him, he ain't going to be playing on that. He's going to be jogging off the field. He's going to be like, what can I do? Playing the video game. Let me look at some TV. Blah, 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 blah. Like, he's not going to be playing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think probably the most concerning thing about it, again, he knew that this, again, when he got traded from the Commanders, that this was the money year for. Again, if you couldn't get it done with Nick Bosa on the other side,
the guy you
nobody about to give you big money going into this free agency period.
Like, bro, come on, man. Like, this is, you know what I'm saying? That was the talk, like, in the Super Bowl. Like, look, bro, if you don't play, you ain't getting shit. And he played. I mean, he played in the Super Bowl, so, he did what he needed to do. And he got him $14 million for it. So, kudos. He did. But them games before the Super Bowl, he wasn't doing shit. He wasn't doing a damn thing. We were looking crazy in them in the NFC Championship and the regular division game. Like, where's Chase Young? He ain't doing nothing. Okay, he's
tragic.
Ew, he
tragic.
Man, like, what are you doing, James Jones? Where are you at?
where you at, dogs?
What is going on? You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, I can see the Saints doing, you know, say they got to do what they got to do. They got on, you know, they back up with the Cleveland, so, you know.
Yeah, buddy. Already working out with the center.
Little preacher James. Is it Minister Jameis? Minister Jameis.
He was already working out with the center. Already getting reps in.
Yep.
God has him on a mission to back up Deshaun Watson. Okay. Ooh. That's
he might have been brought in to minister to that boy. Who knows?
And look, man. Meanwhile, Deshaun Watson did not give a damn what you're talking about because he's still getting his 240 million.
Guaranteed.
No,
all guaranteed.
It doesn't matter. Bring in as a backup. You can bring in Joe Flacco. You can bring in James Winston. You can bring in.
That's the wild thing. They did bring in Joe Flacco, man. I forgot about that shit.
PJ, whoever the dude was, anybody and everybody, it don't matter. That man still got $240 million.
Yeah, he does.
I actually agree with this, De Niro, wholeheartedly.
That man got enough to make a massage parlor chain. So, man, don't even worry about it, man.
Damn, happy spine.
Week five, play week five. All right, De Niro, we'll see what happens, man. But
he hasn't played a total of, I don't even know how many games he played total after signing that deal. Like, he played what, 5, 6, 7 games, maybe?
He played as many games with the Browns as Trey Lance played with y'all.
You got a point.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? And the few games he did play, he was fighting a referee, he was fighting another player. And he may have threw a good pass here and there, but that was it. Like, okay. Yeah, Joe Flacco take you to the playoffs. Not Deshaun Watson, but Joe Flacco. So that just tells you what it is about him.
Hell yeah. You had PJ Walker beat y'all.
And PJ
Walker beat y'all in the damn game.
PJ Walker was beat the Niners. Like, how the hell? What were you at, Deshaun Watson? Okay. He still collected that check, though. Still collected that check. They collected that check. That's, you know, hey, we thought, I mean, the Broncos signing Russell was the area, but that still ain't getting none off of that Cleveland Browns signing. No, I don't think none at all. I think he's still going to go down in history as the craziest thing in the world. Playing the
top. But hey, De Niro, right, man. Deshaun Watson set for life, man. He got generational wealth. So everything else is fuck you mean.
Yeah, he's laughing to the bank. Every time we're talking about him right now, like, that's funny. I got another person talking about me. Let me go deposit this check that I didn't play for. Bloop, bloop. There it is.
Just like that, bro.
Wow. That's awesome. Damn, guys.
Hold on. So, wow, another $5 million check.
Wow, I didn't even do much in this one. Whew. It is, man.
Oof. I love it, boy. Like I said, again, you don't know who else, you know, who also cashed in, another agent that cashed in? David Mulugeta. I think that's how you pronounce his name.
Mulugeta.
Yeah, Mulugeta. Somebody else who...
That's my guy. That's the what you call a guy, ain't it? Not the guy from the Giants. That signed the Giants dude. He has a little time to shine. Never mind.
I think he's Deshaun's agent too.
Yeah,
that's the reason why I brought him up.
I'm thinking about the Giants guy though. He had a nice little storyline going because he was Italian and he had a little Italian hat on.
DeVito. I know you're talking about DeVito's boy.
The guy who signed DeVito looking like he came straight from the Godfather movie. Getting ready to the
I know exactly what you're talking about. I can't think of his name though, but I know exactly what he's talking about, man. Because again, he was getting, like you said, he was getting shine when Tommy DeVito was the backup quarterback for the Giants for them 3 weeks or so.
For like two games. Like, you know what I'm saying? He looking like he was about to go talk to Michael Corleone, but yeah. Deshaun Watson's agent for sure is the winner of all two because he got a fully guaranteed contract. I don't know how, but he did.
Absolutely. Oh. Hey, like you said, hey, desperate franchises do desperate franchise things.
Whew.
That's all we can say, man. But shit, man. But
I have a franchise that I can I have to worry about being malnourished or doing some stupid stuff. Cause there's some franchise out there that does some crazy shit.
I'd like to say one day that we will get there, Ronaldo. I'm just leaving it at that. One day we will get there. Maybe this is the year that we finally, you know, get our shit together again, man. But again, like every fan, you know, hope springs eternal, man. And the 2024 season, I'm ready to lie again because, hey, that's exactly all we can do as fans, bro. And again, it's free agency period. It's like the first step to it. Next step, the draft.
Once that draft happens and y'all formed everybody that just need to happen, I really feel like you guys are going to be in a better, way better position than y'all was last two seasons. Because y'all had a team. Y'all just didn't have the recipe of making those wins. Because y'all had wins, too. You just, you know, you was a play here and there that was just messing up stuff.
Yeah, Arthur Smith really didn't think he needed a quarterback to run his shit, man. That's Anyway, like I said, I'm not gonna get started again.
But again,
man, like I said, I should probably just to put a bow on this bad boy, man. You think there are any other moves that could probably, you know, be done for the draft, or what do you think is gonna be, you know, what do you see some of the next possible moves to happen before draft time?
I can see Odell Beckham going to the Dolphins.
Hmm. I can see. I forgot he got cut. He got cut, didn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can see him going to the Dolphins, and I can see there's a couple of still really good free agents that are out right now. I think Jadeveon Clowney is still out there.
I keep forgetting he's still in the league, dude.
Bruh, good. That's the crazy part about it. Like, he's still good. Like, he's damn good against us. Like, every time I hate going against him. Every time I find out we got a team and Jadeveon Clowney's playing for him, I'm like, well, this motherfucker's going to have a field day because apparently he knows how to get to the quarterback, and he does. So, I don't put Jadeveon Clowney nowhere out. You know what I'm saying? Past a place that he's going to be at. So, I'm hearing the Panthers, though. So, the Panthers might grab him. And
Go back on to Carolina, huh?
I mean, I wouldn't put past. I mean, there's been a lot of rumors about us wanting to trade Brandon Ayuk. I was mentioning it earlier in the show. Like, it's been talked, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. Like, this is really Brandon's kind of like, this is his period of trying to get us to, you know, he's getting paid. Like, he's coming up on his contract. So, you know, he's making moves right now and trying to get that contract. You know, that's cool. He was sending out a tweet to, Coach Tomlin talking about, hey, y'all, you know, Coach Tomlin, you know, everybody say we look alike. Do we look alike? And, you know, that's kind of like a play of, you know, no trying to go to, you know, seeing that the Steelers want to get them. So, you know, I mean, hey, don't put it past me. Anything.
Do you think Juwan Jennings coming along is probably making this this decision, you know, a whole lot less, you know, painful?
Yeah, him signing, keeping that deal works. I mean, it's weird for me to say it, but right here, in the moment now, me talking about it right now, and this could totally change later on down the season. For me right now, I don't see, you know what I'm saying? I don't see nothing crazy about Debo getting traded, you know? And it could happen. And that could be something that's going on because, you know, Debo's going to start coming against the cap, too. So, anything can happen. It can work, but
like you said, Purdy's going to have to get paid.
Purdy's going to have to get paid, man. And it's going to be – this is where we really got to start. You know, we finally getting our first-round picks back. We got – you know what I'm saying? That's going to be – that Trey Lance thing was funny, ha-ha, here and there. Like, we ended up getting brought Purdy out of it, but now we still won't get bit in the ass because we don't have – we didn't have two first-round picks because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Could have found some really good players on two first-round picks. So now, you know, that might eat us in the end because we really haven't – our last year's draft was really bad, especially getting that fucking kicker, Jake Moody. The year before that was all right, too. You know what I'm saying? We got Hufunga, so that was cool. But, you know, we look like my man Mordo say, man, the Bills coming due. So, you know what I'm saying? We got to figure this out with the draft. Hopefully we can kind of get that offensive line put together and keep at least something good. So, you know, Purdy can have like a fighting chance. Because once we either keeping Debo or we either keeping Brandon Ayuk, it's looking like we're going to want to do one of those.
Right, right. I think that Hassan Reddick is going to probably get traded from the Eagles, especially after they signed Bryce Huff. Mm-hmm. I think that they might be trying to work something out, and I hope that my team again will be the beneficiary of of that.
That won't be bad at all. Him and great here. Like, you know what I'm saying? That'd be nice. That would be nice.
Yeah, because again, like I said, in terms of Hassan can absolutely get to the quarterback.
Easily. He knows how to.
Hassan Reddick still knows how to get to the damn quarterback. And that's exactly what we need. That's exactly what I said, man. If you would have got to Neil Hunter, man, I would have been good for this offseason. Like, yeah. I would be ready to lie again, tell y'all that Falcons would be in the Super Bowl in New Orleans on top of that, man. We would be on Bourbon Street drinking Hurricanes, talking mad cash, but now again, like I said, we just need to say
imagine that. If y'all want to get back on against the Saints, do it by going to the Super Bowl in their house. That's it. That's going to be the ultimate end-all, be-all. They can't say nothing to you after that. You're like, well, shit, okay. That's it. That they can't say anything about that now.
Come into your trap, take over your trap.
Man, I can only imagine. That could be craziness. Y'all going there, too? Y'all going to be – you might have to put up – you might have to bring the National Guard with you, man. You might have to bring the National Guard while you going down that street because that's going to be wild.
You put it over, man. But I definitely think I think Hassan again. I don't know where, but I definitely think Hassan might have played his last game in the Eagles uniform.
Yeah,
I guess like you said, what else? Shoot, Zach Wilson. But of course, I don't think anybody knows what the hell's going on with the Jets right now. And again, Detroit's been really quiet. Have you heard it? Again, Rich actually brought something up earlier in the chat, but y'all heard about Detroit making any, you know, big moves? Or they really just staying pat, thinking that they got what they need, you know, to continue to run.
Besides extending the coach, that's all I heard.
Oh,
they extended the coach. I mean, they're good. They got the Laporta was good last year.
Yeah, they're good, but I'll at least try to make something. Find some way to show up the defense, but I don't know exactly.
They could be players for Hassan Reddick. You know what I'm saying? They might be in the play for Hassan Reddick. So you know, watch out for them. They might be some quiet, or they might grab Jadeveon Clowney if he doesn't end up, you know, going back to home in Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be a possibility right there too. So I can see a big major signing coming before the draft for sure, and I can see some major trades happening for the draft too. Like I see for a draft pick. So just be on the lookout for a major player going to another team for a draft pick.
Yep. I completely agree with that. Yeah, trade season is absolutely coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Trade season is definitely the next phase of you know getting. Of getting better, of getting better in the early part of the offseason. It doesn't involve rookies. So, yeah, I completely agree. Completely agree. Well, my man, I already said that we would definitely, you know, give him a free agency show. Thought we did what we could, you know, to get you all caught up. And we definitely, once again, appreciate y'all for joining us. Yeah. It looks like our other two cohorts have decided to exit stage left. Pretty earlier than we thought, but either way it goes. Like I said, that we definitely appreciate y'all, but shoot,
It was a fun time, man. It was good. We was able to do this during some March Madness too. So
exactly, yeah. Y'all got some breaking news doing the show. Damn, Cal, bruh. I thought Cal at one time, his name used to ring bells out here, man. Now this dude's losing in the first round to Oakland.
You had Drake out there on the
court. Adios, amigo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bud.
With him no more.
That was crazy, man.
Cal Parr ain't got it. He ain't got it anymore. I'm sorry.
Well, they better not come across the border. I don't want to hear no shit from Kentucky folks.
They love Kentucky.
Oh no, they're gonna be quiet. Oh bro, they're gonna be quiet for a while after this.
I met this barber, dude had Kentucky tattoos, Kentucky shirt, Kentucky flip flops, Kentucky hat. I said, I don't wanna see him tomorrow, that's for sure.
I don't know if he's gonna be wearing it or not.
He had a Kentucky tattoo.
He could do something for the clothes, tattoo. Man. But the tattoos, that's
permanent. Right. Have an armband on.
As long as he didn't have like 2024 champions.
That's not happening.
Oh yeah, but shoot, man, y'all got some shout-outs, man. Y'all got anything to say to the good people, man? Before we wrap this thing up like a baby.
I don't know. I'm gonna have a episode probably one day early next week just to talk about, you know, the highlights from this weekend games. Depends on how the women's is. I might try to do the women's, but I'm definitely gonna do like the men's and just talk about that. So be on the lookout on for that. But yeah, that's all I got really. And y'all know y'all.
WrestleMania is next week, right?
Nah, 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks.
Same week of when Final Four is. So, shit's gonna be wild. That's gonna be a good crazy.
Yeah, like I said, those first Final Four games that Saturday, man.
And then the women's championship, they're gonna be that Sunday. So,
everybody out there that's listening to us, be tuning in both that night weekend because that's gonna be
one. Oh yeah, like oh. Speaking of making something shake, we definitely again. We're gonna keep it. Like some things we ain't gonna share your trade secrets right now, but just know we working on a good Mania panel for y'all.
Yes, we are.
We working on a Mania panel for y'all, man. Y'all definitely gonna want to join. I'm definitely gonna have to want to join the show. If you're a wrestling fan, absolutely, you know, check out, you know, what we got going for Mania, you know, and say it's definitely gonna be fun, man. We're gonna talk mad cash. Y'all wanna again, if you're a wrestling fan, I think you're gonna love that show coming up. And also in other news, Tarif mentioned it earlier though, but we do have episode 150 coming up, and we're going to make that a best of show. You know, the last time we had a special show, it was, you know, episode 100. Yeah, that was the last milestone show that we did. So we got another milestone coming up. You know, some of the best of moments, though. But you know what? We aren't going to be the only ones talking about the best of moments. You, the people, are going to give us.
Yes.
Bring it on in. Moment.
So yes, far, indeed. Yep. I'm about to say we're gonna bring y'all in, man. Like I said, so again, if y'all aren't used to interacting, hey, holla at De Niro, holla at Brian. They'll absolutely let y'all know exactly what it means and how to interact with the first rounders, man. So, again, we're going to let y'all come in, man. Y'all share stories.
We got old episodes, too, so, you know.
Ah, yes. Check out the Facebook group, man. And shout out to the people that's always doing something every week in the Facebook group, always posting stuff in there, man.
Right.
For sure, man. For sure. My shout-out's going to go to my shout out going to my dad, man. A man just got his 100% disability from the good old U.S. Army. Sitting big right now. Sitting real big right now. So, I'm gonna hit him up for about $2 tomorrow.
Gotcha.
Perfect. Yes. Man.
For sure, man. But yeah, shout out to Pops, man. He got out with about 60, worked his way up to 80, and been working with this nonprofit organization in Columbus that helps veterans get as much as they can for their disability. And he also works for them too, so he's helping other veterans. So while helping other veterans, the same company helped him, and he's at 100%, man. So it's all good in the hood, baby. But shout out to Coles, baby. I'll be home soon. See you in the summer.
Let's go.
Yes, sir. 706, stand up.
That's 706, yeah.
Or get shot down. That's what it says. I mean, yeah.
Don't even matter which part of 706 are you at either.
It really don't. That's a bad thing about it. It really don't, bro. 706, again, Columbus. Athens, Augusta.
Yeah. And folk might sleep on Athens, but Athens, yeah, Athens, you fucking around find out in Athens if you want to.
Athens turning up, man.
They really are for real.
Athens turned up, sure, yeah. Man. But again, keeping it positive, y'all. Keeping it positive.
Yeah,
y'all.
We keeping it positive, again, so.
Keeping it positive. Shout out to everybody who joined us tonight. Again, I hope y'all have a great weekend. And also, my last shout out. There are two shows right now that are absolutely getting the job fucking done and know the assignment. And that is Shogun on FX and X-Men 97 on Disney Plus.
Oh, yes, it is. And
Shogun, bro. Fucking gun. Woo. If y'all don't know, if y'all ain't watching that show, what is you doing?
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I'm probably gonna be watching, depending on how these games are right here. I might check out that Freak League and see some of my cousins on here, you know.
Wait, I'm
my
checking older out Freak cousins. Too. Yeah, I'm checking out a Freak Nick documentary definitely this weekend.
So here in the Freak Nick, it's not as crazy as people thought it was gonna be. Like, they were thinking, like, oh no, we're gonna be like,
yeah, that's what her too.
Then it's supposed to be so nobody should.
No, man, if listen to what the real Reggie just said, Shogun and X-Men, that's what you need to be looking at, dog. And if you ain't looking at X-Men, look at Shogun. Ooh, wow.
Shogun or Showgirls?
There's some showgirls in there.
Hey, there's some girls that need to show. There's some girls that need to show in that piece, man. I mean, ain't gonna lie about it. There's some girls that need to show in that piece, bro. But shit.
Shogun hitting, though.
Shout out to Invincible, too. New episode came out.
I still need to watch. Yeah, I'm gonna watch it tonight, man. Thank you, Ronaldo. I'm catching it tonight. Then,
oh, man, right? the other side of the script, too. That's a much watch, too. Oh. Yeah.
And on that note, good night, everybody. Have a great weekend. Catch y'all sooner rather than later. Peace.
Go Tar Heels.
Meditate, sell the things that I cannot change. Like I never sell my ass or my soul for fame. I'm so player, pimp tight, real kosher. I'm debonair, don't need no deal or exposure for the nation.